This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Broncos needed
a quarterback, so with their number 12 overall selection, they selected Oregon star Bo Nix. It became official last night as NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made the announcement on ABC.
With the 12th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon.
The Broncos drafted Nix to be their quarterback of the future and possibly this upcoming season. The Broncos head coach Sean Payton has known and liked Bo since he and general manager George Payton held a private workout with Nix. The second day of the NFL draft is today, beginning with the second round. Draft coverage begins at 5 p.m. on KRDO 13.
A new push to give Colorado renters a tax credit is on the move. The bill passed the Senate and now heads to the House. It offers $2,000 for those filing a joint return with gross incomes of $50,000 or less. Single filers making up to $25,000 would get a $1,000 credit. One lawmaker behind the bill and the push says this will ensure the most vulnerable have a safe space to live while making ends meet.
Colorado's new public health order is now in effect to save babies. The state is seeing the highest level of children born with syphilis in 30 years. When passed on during pregnancy, it can cause birth defects, permanent disabilities, even death. That's why officials say routine screenings are crucial to stopping the spread. The order requires healthcare providers to offer syphilis testing for moms-to-be. It's recommended that they get it 3 times during their pregnancy. The first ever Pueblo Film Festival is here. KRDO 13's Bryn Carmen has that.
A launch party is set for 7 tonight with a performance by the local band Spiderland and a film screening by the Youth Documentary Academy. Then tomorrow, the red carpet rolls out with a show, more performances, and trophies. All the winners will have their short films and documentaries shown on Sunday. There will also be a screening of a new TV pilot. Bryn Carmen, KRDO 13.
It's time to clean out those medicine cabinets. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth has those details.
Pharmacies in Colorado will be participating in tomorrow's National Drug Take Back Day. People can safely get rid of their unwanted, unused, and expired prescriptions at locations across the entire state. The drugs will be accepted without question from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. free of charge. Items that cannot be dropped off include needles, mercury thermometers, and oxygen containers. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
You can get a list of drop-off locations at KRDO.com. A hotel in Los Animas, which is in Far East Colorado, is sparking a health alert. Officials claim it's been used as an illegal drug lab, and it shut it down yesterday. They say the drugs were being made there, cooked, and stored at the Bent Ford Inn near Highway 50, and reports finding remnants of meth and fentanyl. Anyone who stayed there is now at risk of serious health complications from exposure to contaminated areas.
A so-called slum lording operation is being busted in Pueblo. Value Stay Inn and Suites on North Hudson Avenue was served with a cease and desist order due to poor living conditions. Apparently, the owner had been operating without a license, and the place was in bad shape. Police say it's also a hot spot for crime. No word yet on how many people were displaced, but the city is working with local nonprofits to help them find shelter.
And finally, Beyonce is befriending one of her fans after her 2-year-old went viral for calling her his friend in a video posted on Instagram last week, which is, by the way, very cute. Tyler told his mother that the two of them are friends. The video eventually caught the singer's attention and sent him several gifts, which included a bouquet of his favorite blue flowers, a stuffed animal toy, and a note with a sweet message. It said, "To my friend Tyler, I see your halo." Very, very cute video on Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies and mild temperatures ahead for your Friday with a high of 69 degrees, Colorado Springs 78 in Pueblo. Do expect we see some scattered showers and possible thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon. We'll start to see some snow in the higher terrain out to our west as we work overnight and into Saturday morning. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.